That's the Matias Perez Trio from their album MP3. Nice play on words. And it's from a really fine sampler album, Experience the Nordic Tradition, which is Nordic Tradition Records. And you can look them up on the web at nordictradition.com. And that was a track called The Vals after Christian Oskarsson. It's Matias Perez on guitar, Nina Anderberg and Mia Gustafsson on the fiddles, and somebody playing harmonica on that track as well. And not quite sure who that was, but it's rather nice. Great record. Some really good stuff on this. Experience the Nordic Tradition. Before that was Free Foot from their new album Flit, and Svedins Polska, and they are a great Swedish trio, Lena Vilemark on the fiddle, Ale Müller on bouzouki and all sorts of stuff, Per Gudmundsson, who plays a variety of instruments, and on that track playing some Swedish bagpipes. Speaking of Swedish bagpipes, Boris Favre of Mad Pudding fame has actually built some Swedish bagpipes. He had them on sale at the Celtic Festival last week on the market there on Granville Street. They're everywhere. You know, the first folk alliance I went to in Malibu, there was a chap called Jonathan from San Diego who was playing Swedish bagpipes. And he was unique. He remains to be the only Swedish bagpiper who's ever played, I think, at folk alliance. But, Per Gudmundsson was in Albuquerque in 1999. But, everybody else, all the other musicians except George Balderose, who was another piper, were all either shanty singers or old-time fiddlers and banjo players and all that sort of stuff. So the Swedish bagpipes was literally a breath of fresh air. And so there's a bit more for you there. And before we heard the Swedish tracks, we heard two from Denmark, Christina Heibull and Phoenix, from an album called Folk and Roots from Denmark 2008. And I'm not going to try and pronounce those titles, I don't think. I got them completely wrong before, and I'll probably do so again. But anyway, it's very nice of PB to send me those tracks, and if we can get hold of the full-length album from Phoenix, I will definitely play more of it. Karen Moe's one of my favourite singers. Gorgeous, gorgeous voice. Just after 9 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Steve Edge, and we've got about 3 hours to go on the show. And I'm going to play some Gypsy Swing now from the Roma Swing Ensemble, featuring the great Romanian fiddler who lives in Vancouver, Lucky Churchill. This is, of course, a Vancouver band. And in just a few weeks' time, April in Paris, the festival, the second annual festival of Django tunes, is going to be at the St. James Hall, and it's going to be 3 nights this time, Friday the 11th of April, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th. There'll be some workshops, there'll be a dance, there'll be a Parisian-style bistro, and there'll be 3 concerts and 5 bands. It's going to be quite the occasion. So here's music from Lucky Churchill and the Roma Swing Ensemble. This is Sicilian Swing, and then we've got a track from Van Django, another band that's playing there, and from the sampler that they brought out before their album, Tiptoe Trip, a track from that. And then a quick blast of guitar wizardry from the inimitable Mark Atkinson and the Mark Atkinson Trio. They have a 4th album out. Don't have it yet. Hope to get it before the April in Paris Festival. That's much more like it. Anyway, Sicilian Swing from the Roma Swing Ensemble on CITR. Thank you. Mark Atkinson trio. Mark Atkinson, of course, the mandolin player in the Bills, is also an exceptional lead guitarist and composer, and from one of the first albums, maybe even the very first Mark Atkinson trio album, it's on a sampler that I've got, that's Morning Glory. Mark Atkinson Trio are going to be at the April in Paris Festival, April 11th, 12th and 13th, specifically April 12th, Saturday night. Mark Atkinson Trio and the other out of Vancouver band, Pearl Django, are going to be playing that night. We started that set with the Roma Swing Ensemble and Van Django, who are playing on the Friday night, the 11th of April. Roma Swing there with Sicilian Swing, and Van Django from their sampler album, And Django Took the Car. We'll track now from the Hot Club of Mars, who are playing on the Sunday night before the grand finale dance. And this is, again, from... Well, it's a Vancouver band, a really good band as well, the Hot Club of Mars. They're kind of the definitive Vancouver swing band, and led by Michael Dunn, the bit who's been playing this music for a long, long time, and it's great to see him getting some recognition. And lots of other people learning how to build these McAferry-style gypsy guitars, learning at Michael's knee, you could say, or bench, more likely. And anyway, Michael Dunn and the Hot Club of Mars on Sunday the 13th, and there'll be some workshops as well. Michael and various other characters will be doing some workshops. This is a track written by Don Kellett, who's the second guitarist in the band, two of three. This is Poco Swing. We'll follow that with a guy who's not going to be at this year's festival. I'm going to try and bring him in next year, but he is going to be at the Jazz Festival this year, all the way from Newfoundland. This is Dwayne Andrews, and a very spring-like album title, Crocus, and a track from him called Terrasse. And then what are we on after that? I think we're going to the Waybacks after that. Could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very likely. So anyway, Hot Club of Mars first, Poco Swing. We'll be right back.
take away all the king's horses. You take away all the king's land. You take away all the king's power. All you've got left is a man. A man is no smarter than you are. Still, he's always telling you what to do. That's not good enough for me. Is it good enough for you? Nobody listens anymore. Nobody cares anyhow. They just follow eyes closed into the dark. Never worry how they're getting back out. And nobody's willing to do anything. Everybody likes to complain. If yesterday is any indication, tomorrow will be more of the same. Same old story, 500 years. Favor of the fortunate few. That's not good enough for me. Is it good enough for you? Nobody listens anymore. Nobody cares anyhow. They just follow eyes closed into the dark. Never worry how they're getting back. Struggles to survive. Like a queen, he gets all the honey when the little bee filled up the hive. They tell you that life isn't fair, like it justifies things that they do. That's not good enough for me. Is it good enough for you? Oh, that's not good enough for me. Is it good enough for you?
That's the Waybacks and their new singer and the new album. It's called Loaded and a song called Good Enough. And it's interesting because the Waybacks, the only one who's still left from the original lineup is James Nash, an amazing guitar player. But, you know, they're sounding pretty good. New album's on Compass Records. I just downloaded that track off the Compass Records website because they've stopped sending me records. It was most disturbing. But I did request some when I was in Memphis and... I've heard nothing since. Oh, well, I shall be in a big huff now. Dwayne Andrews before that from Newfoundland, from the album Crocus and Terrace, and the Hot Club of Mars, Vancouver band, opening that set with Poco Swing. And it's about 9:30 here on CITR. Hot Club of Mars, Pearl Django, the Mark Atkinson Trio, the Roma Swing Ensemble, and Van Django all playing at the April in Paris Festival. April 11th to 13th at the St. James Hall. Full details on the Rogue website at roguefolk.bc.ca or even roguefolk.com. That works too. And tickets are on sale at High Life Records. They'll be on at Rufus's this afternoon. And you can get them off the Rogue website as well. And you can also call 604-736-3022. Happy Easter. Sort of throw that in. If anybody's off on an Easter egg hunt this morning, but good luck on your search and your endeavours. Here's a band that used to ply their trade a long while back. I first saw them at a Folk Alliance in Toronto in 97, and they were on Rounder Records then. They've been re-signed to Rounder Records, and new lineup, the Freight Hoppers. This is a live demo. It's off their website, and it's called Shout Lula. Now, they actually signed the Rogue Folk guest book last week. 2 weeks ago, thanking me for playing the track off the Rounder sampler. and said they were going to send me something else. I haven't got it yet, but I did manage to download this track. It's a good one. And then we got some music from Around a Records release, a brand new one. It's actually going to be released officially in April. And there's a very, very fine mandolin player by the name of Sierra Hull. And it turns out she's only 16. She sounds a little bit like Alison Krauss when she sings. And the band sounds a bit like Alison Krauss's band because most of them are in the band. And really is a very, very fine musician and a good composer as well. I have a couple of tracks from Sierra Hull. First of those is an instrumental and the second one is a song. And we'll kick it off, though, with the Freight Hoppers. What's the idea? Fasten your seatbelts. These guys do not play slowly. We'll be right back. The young genius of the mandolin and a fine singer, Sierra Hull. And the album's due out actually not till May the 6th, but I've got an advanced copy of it. And the band includes Ron Block and Dan Tominski from Alison Krauss's band. And there's all sorts of good people. Rob Ikes and Tony Rice are on this album, Jerry Douglas, Chris Jones, who's in town very soon. All sorts of people playing on this record. It's called Secrets. We had two tracks from it, one that she wrote called Hilarious, the instrumental, and that song there, If You Can Tame My Heart. And we started that set there with the Freight Hoppers with a live demo from their MySpace site, I think it is, Shout Lula. Good fun band, the Freight Hoppers. This manic fiddle player with a really long pigtail who, when he's playing a fiddle, he kind of looks like he's been practising the Ministry of Silly Walks. It's great fun. Great to watch. Quarter to ten here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Edge on Folk. My name's Steve Edge, and I hope you're enjoying the show. If you just joined us, thanks for tuning in. If you've been with us all along, thanks ever so much for doing that. That's great, because, you know, it's so sad when you're just broadcasting and there's nobody out there. So I do appreciate it. And, of course, you may not even be listening live, which is really sneaky of you, but that's okay, because I'm still here. Which is very clever of me, because I'm probably somewhere else as well. It's too weird. I just can't get my head around this concept. But time travel, you know, we can do that. We can do anything at CITR. Right. In this next set, we got some new releases again. I've got a nice care package from Rounder Records this week. Very, very nice. Rounder Records just voted the Independent Label of the Year at the Folk Alliance Awards. Got a Lifetime Achievement Award, in fact. And I didn't even vote for them, but they still sent me five records, so that's great. And one of them is the Sierra Hole advance copy. Another one is this band called Long View, which is named after the recording studio in Massachusetts, very close to Rounder Records offices, where they record. And the new album is called Deep in the Mountain. This is a kind of a bluegrass supergroup, and they're going to crank up the gears again. Another all-time classic, Cotton Eye Joe. And then another Rounder release, Tony Trischka. The album's called Double Banjo Bluegrass Spectacular. And from it, we're going to hear Run Mountain, which is one of the songs that the Freight Hoppers did at their showcase in Memphis. And then we got some music from Steve Fisher from Calgary, who's a very fine guitarist and singer and songwriter in a bluegrass and kind of acoustic blues and folk style, who's in town next Saturday night at the St. James Hall, the 29th of March. Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Association putting that one on, society rather. But I think I'll be there for that because it sounds rather good. And his new album is called River. I have a track, or probably a couple of tracks, one from, anyway, in this set. So, actually, we're going to put something else in there, another new release from Rounder before Steve Fisher comes in. So that was just a tempting sort of teaser for you. We're going to have another song about water after that. But so we're going to go three Rounder records, Longview, Tony Trischka, and a surprise track being slotted in here called One Woman and a Shovel. Tell you about that after it's had curd on CITR. Cotton Eye Joe.
Thank you. hard at work and I sit down to play, cause I'm thinking of my old children, she's many miles away. Oh, run man and chuck a little hill, run man and chuck a little hill, run man and chuck a little hill, there you get your fill.
Sick with fever. The government meant they'd be our favorite sons, be a place of work, be somewhere, someone. If you drown this valley, the canal boats come, so they drown their lovely valley. The waters grew black and the sickness came. They hung their heads with grief and shame. And Martha said, we've only ourselves to blame. And took up the shovel and hoe, good Lord, took up the shovel and hoe. It's time to say enough and to set things right. Whole world's waist deep in trouble. Never doubt or question the power of love or one woman with a shovel. Along came Elizabeth, Sarah, and Rose, Eva, Clara, and Ruth. Came with picks and shovels and hoes, and armed with the righteous truth. Joined by Calvin, Eli, and Scott, Timothy, David, and Paul. And together before the sun came up, they tore down the cursed wall. Yes, yes, tore down the cursed wall. To say enough and to set things right. The whole world's waist deep in trouble. Never doubt or question the power of love or one woman with a shovel. Lake finally bled its bad blood south, and they'd saved that ravaged land. Not a single soul, jury or judge, thank to find a jail them. No, no, thank to find a jail them. Martha walked right down to the dam, hoe and a shovel in either hand. She was bound to dig for every woman and man and child who they sick with fever. Time to say enough and to set things right. The whole world's waist deep in trouble. Never doubt or question the power of love or one woman with a shovel. Never doubt or question the power of love or one woman with a shovel.
That's Carrie Newcomer from her brand new CD, The Geography of Light. One Woman and a Shovel. That's a true story. It's based on a true story, anyway, about just in the Ohio Valley. They decided that they were going to flood one valley, and the water went black, and lots of people got fever, and this woman, Martha, just decided, well, enough is enough. She took out a shovel and started to dig the hole in that wall, that dam, and got her friends out there, and even the men joined in. And they ripped that dam apart, and the water drained away, and the sickness went. You must protect your water. I mean, 90% of us is water, and most of the Earth is water as well. Most of this planet is water, but you've got to treat it right, or else you're going to be drinking something which is poison. And today is World Water Day, which is rather an interesting idea, isn't it? So I thought I'd play that sack. It's a good song as well. It's on Rounder Records, as was the previous track, Run Mountain, Chuck a Little Hill. Interesting chorus. Tony Trischka from the Double Banjo Bluegrass Spectacular CD. And another new release on Rounder from a band called Long View from the album Deep in the Mountain, Cotton Eye Joe. Well, I mentioned Steve Fisher from Calgary, and he's in town this next week, a week today, and we're going to have a song from him. And maybe some of you are horizontal at the moment. That's fine. I'm not knocking it. It's good. It's good. If you can be horizontal, just go for it. It's a song called Horizontal from Steve Fisher, and then we'll have a water track from him called Ride in the Reservoir. And then we'll have a waterfall from the Turtle Ducks. But here's Steve Fisher. He's at the St. James Hall next Saturday night. Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Society putting that show on. And it should be good.
I just want to be horizontal, 4 year or three or maybe more. I just want to be horizontal from the day I walked through that door. Disconnect the phone and the parlor, throw away that key and go to bed. I just want to be horizontal. I need a pillow under my head. Well, I've done a lot of hiking, but never to my liking. I've left that all home behind. And though it may seem crazy, all at once I'm lazy. I've only one thing on my mind. I just want to be horizontal till that old sea starts running dry. I just want to be horizontal and let the world